You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, the Solidarity Fund, which was created to help support South Africa's health and welfare response to the COVID-19 crisis, has now earmarked 1.9 billion rand for the country's health interventions as the number of infections surge. I'm joined now by CEO Nomkhita Nqweni. Evening, Nomkhita. On Friday, you actually said you're moving to the second phase of your intervention. Firstly, what have you achieved so far in the first phase?
Michael, thank you so much for this opportunity to have us and to update South Africans about the work of the Solidarity Fund. I think it's quite important, to your point. You know, we were set up as an independent fund, largely funded by South Africans. So opportunities like these are quite welcome, and thank you for that. Yes, Michael, you will recall that the fund was actually established in late March as really a partnership amongst various stakeholders, government, business, civil society, etc. To date, the fund has raised in pledges about 3 billion. We kind of have collected 2.99 billion, so very close to that.
Remarkable.
In the first, as we went into lockdown five, one of the key aspects that was quite important for us to intervene in was in the protection of frontline workers. So we actually, in the first phase, quickly disbursed just over about 800 million at the time towards the procurement of very much required personal protective equipment that then would arrive in the country, you know, in waves, because these things have got lead time to ensure that we are able to support and augment the national, you know, health system in the context of PPE. And this was both earmarked for both hospital care workers and also, most importantly, community healthcare workers, because there are many frontline workers that are out there supporting our communities that are not necessarily part of the hospital system. So that was very much part of our initial first phase of intervention. And also we identified back then that, you know, the ability to increase testing capacity, which we know that is a challenge, you know, even today, was quite important. And so we earmarked 250 million rand to support the National Health Plan. Of testing kits that they could procure so that there can be much more testing that is done. And that is currently also in execution. And then obviously subsequently, we also help in helping NHLS expand its capacity, because once you can perform the tests on an individual, they need to be sent back to labs, you know, for a processing. And one of the challenges was in that processing, things were hitting a backlog. And so we partnered through funding the medical school lab to really unlock some of that capacity. So those are some of the initiatives that we activated in the health response, Michael, in the initial phase, amongst you know, other things that we did. In terms of food relief, etc. This is an understatement.
And it's a remarkable feat to have raised almost 3 billion rand, I think, an outpouring of solidarity from South Africans for the Solidarity Fund. What does the second phase now entail?
Yes, and I think that we are always, you know, saying that we absolutely have to be grateful to South Africans for the outpouring of generosity, because this is really all of us pulling together to help, you know, our countrymen. And that's really a true sign of us being citizens in solidarity through this challenging time. In the context of the second wave of our interventions that we announced on Friday, as you know, we are currently challenged in terms of where we are in the phase of the pandemic. We've seen a surge in our numbers, particularly the numbers of people that are being hospitalized. So we've had to, kind of catalyze, especially the hotspot areas, catalyze the support of three provinces in particular, where we have seen the surge of extra capacity and beds and a critical care equipment being required. So we've disbursed 405 million rand, which is going to be split. The lion's share of that will be going to Gauteng, to help Gauteng in the equipping of the two field hospitals that they've identified in Maasreg and in Tshwane. About 75 million of that will go to the Eastern Cape for a similar kind of cause, and then the remainder, about 125, to the Western Cape. So that's quite important because we anticipate that, you know, there will be larger numbers of people. As we know, we see the over kind of subscription in patients being admitted to hospitals. So we feel that it's quite an important and timeous intervention that the fund can make in the securing of this critical care equipment to be helpful in the time of the peak itself. And also, most importantly, one of the things that I've learned, I call myself a rehabilitated banker, but, you know, in working with the Solidarity Fund, I'm learning a lot about, you know, the health systems and also, you know, just the level and ability that we have as South Africa to be able to manufacture our own supplies that we need. And critical at this time, some of that equipment and supplies is in the form of ventilators.
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously this is a respiratory kind of a disease in the main. And one of the big partnerships that we've done in this second phase is with the support from the National Ventilator Project and Sarau through the DTIC department, we have catalyzed the local manufacturing of ventilators, about 20,000 of those ventilators.
Nomkita, on that point, I'm going to have to cut you short because we've got our panelists standing by, but I think you've done so much that we couldn't get through it all in the 8 minutes that we had allocated, which I think is a fine achievement for something that was set up so speedily, and for 300,000 South Africans who have donated to the fund, just around 3 billion rand, and for all of this to be going into the fight against COVID as well. We certainly salute you and all of those healthcare workers on the front lines. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for your time.